We heard a lot last week about the reissue of 14 hours of Beatles music, but for every band like the Beatles, there must be a million others that make an album only to be promptly forgotten. Their music doesn't get digitally remastered. It disappears into attics and yard sale bins. But sometimes musical unknowns get lucky and cross the desk of Bob George. He's director of the Archive of Contemporary Music in New York, a collection of some 2 million records. A few weeks ago, we visited the archive, and now we've invited Bob George back on the show to share some totally great music that was totally forgotten until it crossed his desk. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, before we start listening, this whole collection started just as a personal collection, is that right?
Yeah, I was a DJ, a very bad club DJ and a pretty good radio DJ. And by the time I'd finished writing a book on punk and new wave music, I had about 47,000 recordings. And I tried to give them away and tried to find somebody who was interested in what I had, which was mostly at the time punk, hip-hop, and reggae, and was pretty much told that this wasn't music and it was not worth saving. And so I got together with a group of people who thought that it was worth saving, a lot of very well-known musicians, and we basically put the archive together in about 1985.
Who told you it wasn't music?
I don't think it's good to say things like the Library of Congress or Lincoln Center, but perhaps those are the kinds of institutions that said such things. You have to remember that this is 85, and jazz hadn't really been thought of in the same way it is now, and people were pretty much holding on to the canon of classical recordings and saying that this was worth preserving.
Well, I know you've brought a couple of records to the studio, so let's listen to them. What's your first one?
Well, the first one is going to be Did You Ever Hear the Blues by Big Miller.
Did you ever hear the blues on an old house red piano? Did you ever hear the blues like they play them in Savannah? Did you ever hear the blues in the early, early morn? Wondering, wondering, wondering why you was ever born, baby. Did you ever hear the blues?
Well, I bet you can't get that on iTunes, huh?
Actually, you can't. He has a few records he made late in life, and those are available out of Canada, and that's about it. But, you know, your introduction made me think of a paragraph Luc Sant had written in Low Life about ghosts, that there are the successful dead, and they're kind of at peace because they have monuments and tributes and statues and buildings and foundations and things to keep their memory going. But there are so many other people who are just as good, just as important, who make culture just vibrate, and they're just not remembered, and they sort of walk the earth and they tug at you all the time, tug at your memory, and that's sort of what Big Miller is for me.
Okay, I'm feeling haunted now. So tell us more about Big Miller and his significance.
Well, I bought this record because I started to put together a separate section at the archive of songs and performances by writers. So I had like Carl Sandburg and Nikki Giovanni, Paul Bowles, Maya Angelou, and Langston Hughes. And I only really bought the record because Langston Hughes had written all of the songs. And then usually these kinds of things are a springboard for doing more research. And so, you know, I had no idea that Langston Hughes had written over 800 songs and that he was from Kansas City, and Big Miller made his reputation pretty much and known as a Kansas City, you know, that sort of shouter that with a booming baritone.
On a battered old guitar, did you ever hit a blues? Over yonder, how far did you ever hit a blues? On a Saturday night, chick ain't done you right, baby. Did you ever hear the blues?
All right, what else have you brought us?
The next thing I want to play is something by Anna Domino, and this is called In the Land of My Dreams.
In the land.
She's had this career that people have described, you know, her work between Eros and Entropy, and it has this wonderful lazy quality, and she has this wonderful feeling.
Now, when was that recorded?
This was probably 1984. People are always saying to me, well, you know, you have all these records, what's your favorite record? And, of course, that's always impossible. But there are certain records that over decades I've gone back to over and over again. And, you know, it's a guilty pleasure. You play it, you know, 30, 40 times in a row.
I have to ask you, do you listen to every single record in your collection? You have 2 million records.
I try to listen to two things I've never heard before every day. Oh. And it's really a lot of work.
Do you have an iPod?
I do, but I've never used it. Oh. And I've never downloaded music either, by the way. I've heard all about it.
So I know you have one more song, and it's from Colombia, and the genre is something called, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but terapia?
Terapia, yeah. I deduce it means therapy. It's a kind of music that develops in the dance halls in coastal Colombia. I've made 5 trips now to collect music. It's just wonderful stuff. And it's an incredible scene. It's outdoors. It's 120 degrees. It's sweating hot. They have no mid-range speakers anywhere but these giant 4-by-6-foot bass speakers all around. And then strung like Chinese lanterns are tweeters up above your heads, going with flashing lights and everything.
Yo soñé contigo, te creía de maravilla, pero desperté con una horrible pesadilla. Zafa, jirafa, me tienes cansado, me tienes la costilla como pavo apaleado. Picosa, 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 picosa.
So what exactly is therapeutic about terapia music?
Well, think about it. You're in a very poor country. It's the end of the day. It's aguardiente, which is fire water. You're dancing, you're dating, you're drinking, you're out for partying. If people can't find that a way of releasing tension, I don't know what they can do.
Better than Freud, huh?
I'm sure he's in some of these mixes.
Bob George is the director of the Archive of Contemporary Music in New York and an evangelist for forgotten greats. Thanks so much for joining us, Bob. It was great talking to you.
You're welcome.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. Leanne Hansen returns next week.